WXCO 98.9, Wausau's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. Wausau Mayor Doug Denny announced Wednesday he is vetoing the city budget. The budget, which was approved by the City Council Tuesday night, is relatively flat compared to last year, with a tax increase of about 3 cents. During budget discussions, Council President Lisa Rasmussen praised the Finance Committee for their work and filling some, quote, pretty serious gaps.
And protecting core services, yet still getting the work done that people expect to be done. That was no easy task.
Denny's budget veto comes after he announced last month he would, saying in a statement he would veto any plan that would raise taxes. His main problem with the budget is a potential public safety referendum on the spring ballot. The referendum would ask taxpayers to permanently fund 12 firefighter paramedic positions currently supported by federal grants. Those grants are set to expire at the end of next year. That would leave a $1.4 million shortfall for Wausau. Denny proposed his own plan to save 4 of the firefighter positions through cuts to other departments. He said if his plan was rejected, he would veto the budget. Here's Denny at a council committee meeting last week.
We've looked at a lot of different options. So the one option that I thought we could get 4 to 6 firefighters in the mix under the levy would be the one page that I gave to you that saves 4, closes the $1.4 million cliff, and keeps taxes flat. No referendum and no layoffs.
Alder Rasmussen told the Wausau Pilot and Review Denny's proposal amounted to, quote, a collection of sentence fragments used to get people excited about numbers. The city council can override the mayor's veto with 8 votes, a 2/3 majority. Dozens gathered on a busy corner in Wisconsin Rapids for a protest on Veterans Day. Melissa Kay has more.
The protest included veterans like Richard Bartosh, who served in the Marine Corps in South Vietnam. He held a sign reading, "Democracy yes, fascism no."
Yeah, I think it's a real appropriate time to emphasize the importance of affirming veterans and affirming the importance of democracy in this country. So I'm glad to be here.
Michael Kinney also served in the Marine Corps.
When we took that oath, it was for the Constitution. It was not for wannabe dictators.
Liz McDonald came out to protest with several of her siblings.
We made a sign for my dad. We've got his picture from World War II on there. And our sign said our dad was Antifa, and so are we. Because people need to realize that Antifa really means anti-fascist. And that's who they were fighting in World War II, and that's who we're trying to, what we're trying to fight against right now. So that's why I'm here.
Gaylee Warner has multiple veterans in her family. She said it's disrespectful to see rights taken away when men and women have died for them.
I'm watching the VA being downgraded. I'm watching my husband having to spend more and more time waiting to get services. My son, coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan, is having to fight harder for services.
Warner said she believes in the USA.
I support our country. I think most people agree that we want it to be better. We need to come together, all of us. We've been lied to. We need to stand up to it and say no more.
Patients of Marshfield Clinic may have had their information leaked. WSAW reports the leak stems from unauthorized access to certain employee email accounts. Marshfield Clinic became aware of the unusual activity in August, and an investigation revealed the unauthorized access happened between August 26th and 27th. The information potentially affected could include personal information, like names and addresses, phone numbers, date of birth, insurance ID number, or medical record numbers, or treatment information, like lab results and medications. If your information was affected, you will receive a letter from Marshfield Clinic. Wausau drivers will see more road closures next week. Starting Monday, eastbound traffic on the Bridge Street Bridge will be reduced to 1 lane. All traffic will be shifted to the outside lane. The lane reduction is expected to remain in place for about a week. Registration for the Merrill Christmas Parade is open until the day before Thanksgiving. Walking in the parade is not allowed, and all parade units have to be fully motorized and must light up. Those in parade floats can't throw items from their unit, including candy. Participants can identify their float with their business's name, but can't commercialize them with sales, specials, or discount signs. To register, visit the Merrill Area Chamber of Commerce website. The Marathon County Board this week approved a nearly $200 million budget for 2026. The budget sets a $61.2 million property tax levy. County employees will see a roughly 5% wage increase, and the Marathon County Health Department will have a new coordinator focused on addressing homelessness. The budget also includes an over $500,000 allocation for a Marathon County Jail HVAC project. The final vote on the budget was 32-2, with four supervisors excused. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Hornets in NBA Cup action at Five Serve Forum in Milwaukee. At just 23 years old, the Bucks point guard, Ryan Rollins, is averaging just over 17 points per game. Head coach Doc Rivers.
He's been great, learns every day. You know, he's still young, and he's probably the hardest worker on our team. He's got a lot going for him.
College football, Wisconsin's at number 2 ranked Indiana tomorrow, kickoff 11 a.m. The Packers play the Giants Sunday at noon. Lucas Van Ness back at practice after missing a month with a foot injury. Baseball, Brewers GM Matt Arnold named the MLB Executive of the Year for a second year in a row. So what about the team's payroll next season?
We're going to have the resources that we need. We have support from our ownership to put a quality product on the field. There are a lot of small market teams that can't say that, and we can. And then there are also a lot of teams that spent a lot of money that didn't get in, you know, and so I don't think it's just about the money.
That's the Brewers' Matt Arnold with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a gorgeous day today, mostly sunny with just a light breeze. Our high in the upper 50s to near 60 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop into the 40s tomorrow. Partly cloudy, cooler, but still nice with a high in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wausau News Roundup from WXCO. Find more news anytime at WXCO.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.